Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for Angela.
Talk with Angela Butler, and I am, of course, Angela Butler. On tonight's show, we have Minister Jonathan Terry. He is on Show Talk with Angela Butler, and he'll be preaching and ministering to people through my show. How are you doing, Minister Terry?
This is Moore.
I'm sorry. It's my fault. Forgive me for that.
It's okay. I'm doing great. I'm blessed and highly favored. How about yourself?
Been highly favored too, and everyone that was my era, not his. It's not Minister Jonathan Perry. It's Minister Jonathan Moore. I apologize.
You know, we all make mistakes. We know you've been doing a lot of shows and stuff, so you know you get mixed up sometimes, so it don't matter. I thank you to being on your show. I also like listening to your music when I'm waiting to go.
Yeah, Demetrius Jeffries helped do that song, the music and everything. Great person. He worked on a film that the guy, gentleman T.I. and some others was on. I think it was ATL, something.
Yeah.
He worked on. He's a great writer and songwriter, and he's real good. That's all I can say.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool, though. I like that. That's a blessing.
Yeah. I like it.
Oh, I like it. I mean, like I said, it's cool. So, how's your day been?
My day has been pretty good. Went to church today, got to hear a minister preach, and it was really uplifting. I needed to hear that from her. I really needed to be uplifted and encouraged in the Lord, not for money or anything, but I just needed encouragement, and I basically got that.
Amen. It's always good for the Word of God.
Yes, the sermon she preached at the church I belong to is about fear. And she got it from Matthew. I believe it was Matthew in the Bible, the book of Matthew, where Peter had walked out on the water and he started to sink. And she was talking about how people think, start to sink from different things, gossip, kid go to jail, you think a little more, and that's basically what she was saying, and negativity, and then she says negativity is from the devil, and she was explaining how, you know, just to live, basically, with God and have peace, and, you know, people were praying, so I enjoyed it for the present.
Amen. Amen. It's always
America.
Good to go in the house of the Lord. Yeah.
Yes. So speaking of the house of the Lord, what is your sermon about today?
Oh, it's about a little bit of everything, about grace, you know, believing in receiving God's love and, you know, the things that, you know, that God has attained for us, you know, by his grace, you know, his unmerited favor in all our life, you know. Before I go on, I'll say a prayer here, you know, but, you know, by the grace of God, you know, we saved through faith to understand that, you know, that proper thing why we're here today, you know, not because I worked. You know, let me go. I'm about to stop. I'm about to get down already. Look at that. I feel a little preaching in me.
I just want to say, I know some people don't believe in female pastors. Not one of those people, but I know it's probably even this day and time, there are people who really don't believe in female pastors. But
well, you know, that's good. But you know, the church, you know, we Paul explained about, you know, about all of us preaching, you know, someone worthy or whatever like that, but as long as the word get out there and be preached, that makes the difference of being doers of the word and understanding what the love of God got for us. You know, we should never judge because we're not here to judge. We're here to love. Come together in that Connect One Love ministry. But
you're right.
I'm going that's it.
You're right.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and that's right. I'm going this prayer here. Praise God for another amazing, blessed day, beautiful day. We pray and thank God for everyone to receive this word, to be changed and walk in love together as God bring amazing blessings to our lives as we receive everything amazing. God, lead us in victory to encourage each other to live the word and understand what amazing God we serve. And as God continue to, you know, stripping the world, bless all, pray for all those out there, lost, confused, and brokenhearted, and all those out there in the realm of the negativities and the people around the world doing things that they don't know, as the Bible says, what they do. Father, we just thank you as you continue to know that your ways is not our ways, but we know you are taking everything and handling everything that we believe in you for, Lord Father, but we know you are taking care of everything because you said the business is yours. So, Lord Father, we leave in your hands. I mean, this word touch us, Lord Father, and change us, Lord Father, to be just like Christ. In Jesus' name I pray all this. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
You know that comes to me, the purpose of the law and grace. Many times we do not understand the deep plans and purpose of God without divine wisdom to comprehend these spiritual truths. You won't understand how to operate according to the new covenant of grace. For instance, instead of receiving what Jesus has done for us, we will be confused and try to accomplish what Jesus can accomplish in our lives. We will try to make him to do something that he has already done. We try to make him do something he already done. However, we are understanding the purpose of the law and grace. We can fully embrace Jesus Christ in his finished works. The law could not accomplish what Jesus did. The law is perfect, but it can't make us perfect. It sheds light on our sin, give us conscious of it, making our sin and trespassing more apparent. Romans 5:20 say that. The problem with the law is perfection. It is so perfect that we cannot keep it at all of it. And to disobey one of the laws, the Ten Commandments, and the 600-plus laws that derive from them is to obey them all. James 2:10. When we believe in Jesus, he give us right standing with God that we could not earn on our own. We can't earn that. We need grace to be free from the bondage that came with trying to fulfill the law. John 1:14 states, And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. When Jesus came to the earth, he was full of grace and truth. He was in his grace embodied, personified. He came and delivered people from the type of bondage that he can sacrifice love and tender mercy. Therefore, the grace of God has a face. It is the face of Jesus Christ. Initially, Jesus came to deliver the Jews from the bondage of the law, which was not intended to the Gentiles, to introduce the Jews and the Gentiles to his love. When we believe in Jesus Christ, we make him the Lord of our life. We all become a part of the new covenant of grace. Being under grace does not exempt us from all laws. Jesus gave us commandments to live by. He said, I give you a new commandment, that you shall love one another just as I have loved you. See, you too should love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. If you love one another, if you keep on showing love among yourselves, John 13:34-35, as born-again Christians, Jesus gives us his love. With his love, he helps us to love others. With his love. Because, you know, sometimes we don't love ourselves. You know, as the commandments say, we should love our neighbors as we love ourselves sometimes. But, you know, sometimes we don't even love ourselves. So God said, love others as I love you. And we all say we love Jesus. But, you know, the thing is, we can't say that if we ain't loving one another. So we in our human effort alone can never love the way Jesus does. Our human love will always have conditions attached to it. Only Jesus can help us to love others with God's kind of love, which is unconditional. With this love, we ultimately fulfill the spirit of the law, the very essence of it. Romans 13:10 states, love does no wrong to one neighbor. It never hurts anybody. Therefore, love meets all the requirements and the fulfillment of the law. For the more, because the grace of God that we have, even in my life, the grace of God, you know, helped me through my life. You know, by his grace, you know, this knowing that we have his unmerited favor upon us, that we can, you know, the wrong that we do in our life, God, you know, with his favor, he forgives us. We have favor in his eyes because of Jesus. You know, and we fight. We don't even fight with ourselves. We fight between the spiritual warfare in life. The enemy of approach us with deceitful strategy hidden behind every day challenge. Many times we are dealing with difficult people, situations in our life. We immediately believe we are simply struggling with the obstacles before us. However, we should be aware of the unseen spiritual attacks in the supernatural realm, for we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the despotic, against the power, against the master spirits who are the world rulers, the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly atmosphere, supernaturally. This thing in Ephesians 6:12, spiritual warfare is not simply dealing with challenges we see in the physical realm. It's about maintaining a victory against wicked spiritual forces, no matter what we see. In other words, Jesus has automatically won the war against because of the identity of Christ. We do not have to lose these individual battles against the enemy. We have the right standing with God. We are fighting we're fighting from victory. We ain't fighting from victory, not for victory. We have already won. Now all we have to do is to stand fast in our victory. And all that Jesus had died for us to have.
Okay.
And I'll tell you today, you know, as we go through all that in our life, that Jesus has already did all this, the merit and favor that we have that we think we're going to do on our own, you know, on that. Because you'd be sober mentally because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking who he may devour. And that's 1 Peter 5:8. According to the scriptures, the devil cannot devour just anyone. He cannot devour those who are truly remain steadfast in Jesus Christ, who is only through him that we have the victory. However, he can devour someone who has gone back to rely on his or her own strength, because we can't do it our strength. You already know that. We can't do it. In spiritual warfare, we cannot rely on our own human ability, which we trust our own strength. We are no longer trusting in the finished works of Jesus, which includes our salvation, deliverance, prosperity, healing, and for restoration. But to draw our strength from him, Ephesians 6:10, the Bible states, conclusion, be strong in the Lord and be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him, the strength which boundaries might provide. The most important we can remember during spiritual warfare is the promise of God. Got to remember the promise of God. One of the ways we can remain steadfast on the promise of God is by speaking what we believe. Also, we have to see ourselves the way Jesus sees us, not by our own estimates. We have to look beyond ourselves. We have to focus on the Word of God. We need to learn how to speak those promises even before we see them in physical realm. That's how we win in the spiritual warfare.
Okay.
Because we cannot go wrong with the commandment of the love, because love never fails. The Holy Spirit within us teaches us how truly love is relationship. But the thing is, God is with us, but by his grace, his merits and favors, that we can do the things that we do today. You know, we don't have to keep looking at any situation or anybody else look at us. You know, we got to just continue to stand in the Word of God. We got to believe what God has already obtained for us, and he knows. And I'll tell you about what grace, how to respond to what grace has done. And how to respond to what grace has done. If you heard a teaching about grace over the years, probably say that grace has made everything available that we'll ever need in life, including healing, deliverance, spiritual wholeness, prosperity, and so on. But are you aware of both grace and faith need to be combined to see the manifestation power of God in your life? Grace and faith. For most part, the body of Christ as a whole is divided between those who embrace grace alone. At the inclusion of faith and those embrace faith alone at the inclusion of grace, which I am saying is that we cannot afford to ever have that division. Grace and faith must go hand in hand. Ephesians 2:8 tells us, we are saved by grace through faith. So even though salvation was made available by God's grace, you receive it by faith. The combination of grace and faith will release the power of God for healing, prosperity, and deliverance, and etc. So how do you respond to what grace has made available? How do you cooperate? How do you cooperate with the manifestation in life? oppose these questions because many people have been afraid that everything is just up to God, to the exclusion of the truth that we have a part to play. But listen, God made us free moral agents. If God is going to do everything for us, why pray? Why read the Bible? Why study the Word? Why attend church? If God did allow us to cooperate with him, he would be taking away our freedom of choice. And he will never do that. There is a cooperation that is necessary in order for you to obtain what grace has made available. Even though something may be God's perfect will for you to have and enjoy, it will not be made available without your cooperation. God's will does not happen without your cooperation. So how do you begin to cooperate with this grace as done? You have to believe. People think you have to do a lot of work. All you have to do is believe. You got to believe. You have to receive, and you have to rest as if it's already so. You have to respond properly in faith. Faith in position responds what grace has made available. Faith is the heartfelt conviction that is felt so strongly that it influences your action. You're not acting in attempt to cause something to happen, but what you believe is caused to act. Faith is what saves us, but true faith has to be act on to be alive. Act on faith is like breathing. It makes faith come alive. It is enable faith to produce. There is no way you can say, I believe in this grace and I believe in this Jesus and not have a corresponding action. You gotta believe. Something may say, but Jonathan, I thought grace has that all covered. It does. But grace only requires that you believe. Let me explain something. You didn't have anything to do with purchasing your healing, prosperity, deliverance, wholeness, or soundness, or in the entire salvation package. It was all God. But you do have respond to what Jesus did on you on your behalf. That is what determines if you will see the manifestation. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you ever believe in something so much that it moves you and begin to direct you to take certain action? That's because what you believe gives birth to the action. If there is no corresponding action, there is no Bible faith. Grace and faith combines and authorize to bring past what Jesus has finished in redemption works on the cross. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, God is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but show it by your action, can that take kind of faith save anyone? You have to put faith in God's grace in order to see his promise manifest in your life. You learn how to respond to grace by faith. Put biblical corresponding action to what he say you believe. You got to put in there what you say believe by grace, what God has done for us. You know, in my life today, you know, by his grace, if God, he could have been took me away in my life, you know, where I've been and where I'm coming from, you know, the spiritual realm, you know, I could have went down in that. But by his grace, he spared me to be able to go in and preach his word. And I like to tell everybody, you have to live the word of God. You know, I can't say it enough.
That's the action. That's the action.
That's the action. You
got to
live in
the Word of God.
Live in the Word of God. Live in the Word of God. You got faith. Faith and faith, grace and faith go together. You're receiving God from your faith, your mustard seed. You're bringing in that. And God, by his unmerited favor, is through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, you know, he done all this for us. And what we're doing is, today is, we're looking past things. We're not going to the Word. And I can't say it enough. And, you know, you can't get around it. Without the Word, you can't move forward. You know, I'm just telling you like this. And if you wonder why you struggle, you got to change the software. You got to change the things in mind. You know, the evil one is out to devour you, you know. Because Paul said in the Bible, he said, your grace is sufficient for me, because he had the thorn in him. And he asked him, you know, and he said, your grace, Lord, the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. And people got to understand that. And that's in 2 Corinthians 28:9. He said, for this thing I besought the Lord, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Hallelujah. Ungladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, for the power of Christ may rest upon me. Likewise, when we are strong in our own ways, human abilities, we may decide we don't need his strength. However, in scriptures above, Paul says that he had learned to trust in Jesus' strength, not his own human strength. The devil can only succeed in a strategy against us when we trust in our own human ability more than we trust God's ability. But the thing we got to understand in our life today, that we need to learn to receive God and receive his love and change the way that we're going in our life. Because one thing about it, you know, we go to church, like I said before, you know, we go to church and we do the same stuff over and over, and we don't actually meditate on the Word. We even hear, you know, sermons on TV. Even you hear me. But when I come to you today, you know, as a man of God, called by God, you know, we got to actually be, this is real serious. You know, if you don't do these things, you know, it's like, you know, when we grab attitudes and all this stuff, this is what God goes through. This is what he took from us. You know, Jesus was all of, people were doing out there today. He was a killer, murderer, whatever. He took the sins of the world for us. And all we got to do is get along, and we can't even do that. And that's something. All we got to do is love, and we can go and be in a land of heaven on earth. We can be on heaven on earth. All we got to do is get along and come together. But how they say it's too much like right, but the thing is, if we connect in the Word of God, that power, living Word, and you get that in you, believe me, you will not ever want for anything. This is living Word, and we won't even pick that up. We pick another book up, but we only pick this book up. This is your life right here. The basic, they say, basic instruction for leaving earth, and we don't even know the instruction. I mean, people can tell us anything because we don't meditate in the Word, and you got to meditate in the Word. You got to believe and receive God's love. Because during Jesus' earthly ministry, he received confirmation of the Father. Love, Matthew 3:16 states, and Jesus, when he was baptized, he went straightways out of the water, and lo, the heaven were open unto him, and saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, lightning upon him. Lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son who I am. What? Well pleased. God wants us to experience his love and be deeply rooted and established in it. Ephesians 3:14-17. When we acknowledge his love for us as individuals, we have the fullness of him Ephesians 3:18-19. Our confidence in God's love opened the door for blessings beyond what we can ask or think. Ephesians 3:20. There are some messages that I just weep over. I weep over because God continued to show me another degree of his love. Miraculous things happen for people who really gasp for the reality of his unconditional love. I believe this is the master key for constant victory in our life. We have victory through our union with the Holy Spirit. We become born again. Our spirits were filled with the Holy Spirit. He poured the love of God into our hearts. Romans 5:5.
Yes.
Divine teacher shows us more and more about how much God loves us, strengthens our spirit with the love. He's ever remind us of God's love for us. Because of his love, we can properly love others. See, when you love God, we can properly love others. You know, the thing is, he said, love your neighbor as I love you. So when you hear that, that's a strong point there. You say, everybody said they love God, but he said, love him like you love me. Ask yourself, is you loving your neighbor like you love God? Is you walking in obedience to God? I know we're not perfect and nothing like that, but the thing is, we got to feed our spirit so we can walk on that. See, while God's grace, you know, we can do what we do on earth and love in the world, because God said, you love the things of the world, the love of God, ain't he? And we got to get off of that. If you want to stop struggling in that, God will always love you regardless. If you go, whatever you do, you know the things that you do comes with consequences, like I told you last week. All that do. But the thing is, God gonna always love you. But if you want to have heaven on earth, his merit and favor, get in the Word. Get in the Word of God. Go ahead and start helping people. The supernatural will happen in your life. You got to stop being self and do with God. Because if Jesus is going to that cross and take all that for us, hallelujah, I tell you what, we can handle a little words. That's right. You take him out the picture, the whole picture. We all we got to do is come together. We have all that. This is a serious
take
thing.
Take out the picture. Okay.
Take it out completely. But we got to understand the power of the grace of God, his favor on us. All we got to do is walk, read the Word, meditate on it day and night. That's what it said. Meditate on day and night. Joshua 1:8. Meditate on it day and night, and you will have good success. But you know what? And I'm going to keep saying it, but it's distraction. It's too much distraction in your life. You're not going through the Word. You're not going to the thing. And you're saying, God, why? What's going on? You're not making time for God. And I can preach this over and over and over and over again. If you don't get into the Word of God and make that a part of your daily life, just things is not going to work like you want to, and Satan's going to continue to defeat you in the mind. Hey, regardless if you're saved or not, you're going to heaven, but it's sitting on what you going to have on earth, how it going to be. You know, the thing that we need to understand is, you know, to love God and walk his way. And all you got to do is take one day at a time. I know it ain't going to happen overnight, but the thing is, start reading some scriptures, meditate on that, roll it over and over in your spirit, and get stronger as that. Because the thing is, we using too much of the word of the things in the world. We go in church, we come out, we play the church, we don't be the church, we play the church, come home, and then we go back and forth, and nothing working, nothing moving, we still struggling, we still complaining. You know that complaining, it ain't going to get you, because it's Satan like that, so he can rush into your memory bank. Got to change the software there, because the thing is, if you don't change the software there, he going to come in and what, implant that virus, and what's going to happen, your computer, your mind's going to crash for like an imprudent it is. You know, but if you got Jesus, oh, hallelujah, that'll break that. That'll break all that virus up. Believe me, you come into
yes,
victory.
Yes, change your
stuff. Because we have victory. That's right, change it. We got victory in Jesus. But you know, by his grace, we are saved through faith in him, not ourselves. We ain't no worthy of nothing. We ain't been saved by his grace and his merit and favor upon our life today. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But you know what? It's not just to use the word. It's to make it a part of your life every day. It's like you make some other words a part of your life every day. Change the software and put that in. And watch how much prosperity you reign in your life like we've never seen before. Because you know what? God's Spirit, what? Changes us. It changes us as we fulfill that and feed the Spirit. As you feed the flesh, that's what you're going to be. You know, all you got to do is change your thoughts, and that'll change your world. You know, you can come in. I don't care what neighborhood you go. You go to Philly, New York, whatever. But the thing is, if you have the Spirit of God and you walk in his love, believe me, that's what you'll have anywhere. You'll have heaven on earth, and no one can come near of the situation what God got for it. You know, as I say, you got to fight the good fight of faith. You got to run the race, and you got to keep the faith. And that's the main thing we got to do. We have to keep the faith. God makes it real clear for us. He makes it already. He's already done it. What are we doing? We sitting back there. Look, it's like a jail cell, right? And the door is wide open. Guess what? We ain't coming out. We staying in there. The door is wide open. All you have to do is receive him and walk in obedience of God. You already millionaire. You already there. You saying, I think you probably saying something, where is our, if you change your software and get in obedience with God, everything will click and blessings will come upon your life. But as he was saying, as she went to church, that fear comes in and short circuits your faith, and then you go back in the line with Satan come in and tackle. But if you continue to stand, hallelujah, stand on his word regardless of what you're doing. You just stand on his word. I don't care if you're on a bus ride, a car flat down, or whatever it is. You stayed in faith and know that God, love will bring you through everything. Believe me, how much supernatural blessing will come. Because you know what? Our faith is sometimes put to the test. We got to stand on the word and know that God's going to do it. And that's the main thing we got to understand because of his grace, his favor on us. Don't forget, you're the child of the king. You got to know that. You can't just say, well, I think I'm a Christian. You got to come bold to the throne, you know, by his grace. By his grace, you are saved. We have authority.
By his grace.
We got it all. All we got to do is understand one thing, get and receive. Receive the things that God already has for us.
Yes.
Already know it's already been done. It's done. By his grace, we good. We are good. All we got to do is line it up. Line it up, y'all. Just line it up. You understand? You got to get in the word of God, and I'll keep on preaching. You got to get in the word to feed your spirit. You know what I mean? We even got angels not moving nowhere. We not even sure moving the angels. They sitting around us. You got two angels. They say, I wish they was good and set me through something. You know what I mean? Our angels are sitting down there. Yeah, we got angels. Everybody got a couple of angels like this. When you going to tell them to do something? They still sitting there. They say, Dad, well, we tired, man. I'm just going to go in. They might give us some kind of word, huh? You know, we can do these things. You know, by God, that God gives us so much in our life that we don't know about it because we don't open the word. But we always tell our kids to open the book and learn something. Stuff like that. Sometimes we need to learn something. We need to learn some things about the things of life what God has already prepared for us. He prepares amazing blessings. All we got to do is believe in it. And we can't do that. We can't even believe in each other. We can't even love one another. So I'm telling y'all today, you know, acknowledge one thing. By his grace, Jesus Christ has already done everything for it. It has been finished. It's finished. You can't get in the move. He's waiting on you. He gave you his. God has put favor upon you in everything. He just said, hey, study yourself approval. Get in the word of God. You know what I mean? By grace. Don't forget. You got the favor already. God has put it on you. All you got to do is continue to walk in it. Walk in your blessings today. Walk in that favor that he already prepared for you. He already moved. Start thanking him for the move. Start thanking him for your blessings. Start thanking him for the victory. Start thanking him for for the person that he's bringing in your life. Thank me for everything. And watch it appear in there. Just get away from the other stuff and receive what he already given you and walk in it by faith. Believe me,
yes.
I have done it
yes.
in my life. I applied it, and I received it, and I'm walking it. And believe me, every day I'm walking in victory. I get all that negative out, delete it out of my head, continue to renew your mind, because by his grace, we can stand. We can do all things through Christ because of his grace for
yes.
us, his spirit, his favor for us. We can do it. When are we going to make that stand? When are we going to stand up and say, Lord, yes, I'll accept. I'm walking it. I got it. I believe. I receive it. I receive. Because that's what we should be saying right now, Lord, I'll receive. I receive it. I receive it. And that's what you should do right now. I receive the victory, Lord Father, you already won. Where are we at with that? I receive the victory. I'm staying by faith. I run the race. And I stay kept the faith. Let's stop listening to the word and be doers of it. And let's prosper in Christ. Because you know what? It's already been done. You're waiting on us. And I thank y'all for listening to this, and I hope one thing.
I thank you, too. I know I'm silent a lot of times when you're preaching, but I'm learning, and I'm receiving the word, the words that you are saying. So that's why I'm so silent, because I'm listening, I'm learning, I'm comprehending, I'm understanding what you are talking about, and I want to hear what you are saying.
That's right, because, you know, you know, because you know what, God is so good, and he's all around, and he showed me so much in my life that, you know, every time we can see preachers and everybody preach the word, even the same word I see, but the thing is, one thing people never say nothing, it's a vital point that if y'all want to live, you can have your life live longer if you continue to change your attitudes and stuff. That's like what I told you last time. That's like pouring grease. Look, anger, fighting, selfish, and all that. That's a bunch of grease. When they go out there with that off the fryer and throw that old grease in the thing, that's what we put in our bodies, that anger, that selfish, and all that stuff inside of us. And when we feel sick, that's what it is. We put all this stuff in there, but we put that good joy. Just like I just say this, but just like you win $1 million, you got that joy all over you. You stutter and everything because you won. That's what the joy of the Lord should be in you, and that's what you walk in that love of God in you, believe me, and that's what you will get. Every favor that God gives you, all the blessings and everything will flow your way because you're standing on him and not yourself. When you try to start
yes.
doing it yourself, he's going to step out the way and let you go ahead and fall. You know, he loves you, and he's going to say, okay, you finished? And then you're going to say, okay, well, I'll step in now because he loves you. The thing is, we can't do it. We can't do it. You can, you already know you can't keep the law. No, you do one, you convict them all. But you're in the New Testament now. You're not over there no more. You're over here. So the thing is, all you have to do is believe. Believe in the word, what he's saying. If he said it, he said his word does not come back void. So if he said it, it's going to work. You believe everything else, believe the word of God. And then if you step out the way and let him come in, then you've probably heard it many a time. But the thing is, until you do it, you're going to keep running into them roadblocks and falling in them holes. You know, and then you get tired enough. But you don't get tired enough to be in the hospital for that. Why don't you just acknowledge what God has already got for you? Open the word of God
yes.
and start reading. Bible study with your family and all. So
yes.
that's a major thing.
Yes, you're right. Right.
You
said something earlier in what you were saying about angels.
Uh-huh.
So in the Bible it talks about angels. You know, in Revelation it says, they're saying, I think, holy, holy, holy. The Lord,
mm-hmm.
I got some, you know, in Revelation. But they're on earth too. Is my understanding.
Yeah.
I've always believed that. Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah,
but they're
invisible. Yeah, they is. It's, hey, we we all got to attain angels, you know, from each of us. But some of our angels ain't doing nothing. They should be showing people with the angels and stuff like that. But the thing is, our angels ain't doing nothing. We're not commanded nothing to do. We don't even know we got angels. We think it's a myth. We think everything that, you know, ain't true. See, we got to change our thinking. You know, that kingdom, if you change your thinking, oh, man, boy, you have a whole lot of stuff. I just figured that out, and everything started moving in my life when I changed my thinking. Boy, I tell you, things started flowing. I just started getting things like it never did before. You always know how to block out other kind of stuff. Start blocking out stuff out there in the world, and you know you'll get that. That's a major thing. So, you know, once you block that out, you know, you maintain the vision that, you know, that God already maintained for us to walk in the operation of the blessings that he already has for us.
So
we got to...
In your opinion, is there spiritual warfare going on now? Do you believe that?
Yes, so, you know, it's big-time spiritual warfare. You know, people don't understand that, you know, the wickedness out there, when you all nasty and crooked with people and you got them attitude, that's where it's at, you know what I mean? Because it's like this. That person don't know what they're doing. Because you ever notice when somebody fight with you, they have to lie, they come back and say, oh, I'm sorry. You know, see, Satan has jumped in, and he jumps in anything that is angry and mean to jump in that aggravation of the spiritual thing, and people get in there and start fighting and everything. And then after all that stuff happened, we got apologies, we got all that. But it's not them, but they hang around that. They feed in the world. You feed in the world ugliness. It's like that I was saying about the Greeks. You feed in all that stuff in your life, and that's what happens. You come out, and you get that. And I've done it so many times in my life. I found myself some place that I don't want to be. And that's where we find ourselves, places that we don't want to be. Because of our mind thinking. If we stop that and go ahead and realize what God already prepared for us, we can live life. Let's stop listening to the word and receive the word. You know? So, yeah,
okay.
that's what I say, you know. And that's how we got to operate in our life, to maintain the grace of God that he already given us. We ain't got to worry about doing a lot of things. We are the righteousness of God. And people got to stop thinking that they're unworthy. Once you get them thinking, that kind of thinking out your head, then you can proceed into the blessing of what God got for you as you walk in his love.
Okay. So you believe there's spiritual warfare. Now, I keep hearing over and over again in the churches, on the radio, on TV, that the world is coming to an end.
Because the Bible
says that no one knows the day, the time, they are hours. So how can they say the world's coming to an end? Nobody knows when. That's what I don't understand.
Nobody don't know when. But, you know, the way that people go on today with their attitudes and stuff, their world is coming to an end. See, the thing is, people's world is coming to an end. It's like the children of Israel in life and the mummery and all that stuff and our choices. And the thing is, we're going the wrong direction with attitudes and meanness and all these things, and it's crash course. Because God said in the Word, we got to get along with each other, or we devour.
Yes, he
does. We have, you know, that's what will happen if we don't stop the anger and the meanness and the fighting and the drugs and all this stuff. We're killing ourselves with this thing. We already got it laid out for us. God already took it for us, and we're already there. Even in the churches, the same way, we go on and play. You know what I mean? That's what I said. I am not even here to judge. I'm here to love the people. I want them to understand one thing. We got to change that. If you feel yourself struggling, your mind is all messed up and you're making wrong decisions, you got to get in the Word of God. You got to be rooted and grounded in love with God. If you want to get a great relationship, a friendship, as well as romantic relationship, you got to find that kind of person. You can't put world with God. It's not going to work. It's not going to come into no great foundation at all. You got to build on Jesus' way. You can hear me or not. You go ahead and try to put world in. It's only going to be temporarily. If you got a relationship and you got world in that, it's temporarily relationship. It's not going to work. You got all kinds of crazy things happening out there now on websites and everything, wipes and all kinds of crazy stuff is going on. And nobody's happy. You know why? Because they don't have rooted and grounded with Jesus Christ. Without that, you got a fallen foundation. It will never work. So if you maintain that, the grace of God, you can move in an amazing way in victory, always with Jesus.
Okay. All right. I thank you for that word. It's needed and appreciated by me. I'm sure many other people listen. I'm going to go to the phone, go to the switchboard, and find if there's anybody who wants to make a comment. I'm not going to chat for two or three people because all the mics are already open. I believe it's like 19 people here, including him and me, that have called in. So the mics are open. So if anybody has anything to say, I'll accept this mic here. Hold on. If anybody has anything to say or ask any questions, please do so now. And one at a time, please. Anybody with any questions? Minister Jonathan Moore? Okay. Guess not. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. You all that called in and are listening from the internet and the iPhones and called in to the number are like me, listening and learning and receiving the word of God. I guess that's why you're quiet, because I'm quiet. The Lord starts talking. Because I know that he is a living witness of what God can do. He's a walking miracle.
Amen.
And I do believe that. I do believe he is a living witness of what God can do for a person, a human being. Because I know what he's been through. I've noticed he talked about, I'm not going to bring it all up, in the earlier show, the first show, about his life. And Minister Jonathan Moore, I know I'm repeating myself, that he is a walking miracle of God. He is proof of what God can do for a human being, a person. God changed Minister Moore's life, his thought, and he saved his life.
Amen.
So that is why he is on Show Talk with Angela Butler, because his life experiences, because the choices he made in the past, and where he is now with God. And he seemed happy to me to be with God. You know, it doesn't seem like he has any regrets by turning his life over to God. And I understand why, because he saved his life. All right. Minister Jonathan Moore, is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, I'm just going to say a prayer. I want to sign off here for everybody. If anybody
okay.
has a prayer request or anything, I say a prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord Father, for this time. And I hope this word touches many people out there, Lord Father, to start getting into your word, Lord Father, understanding what you already prepared for them, your grace, Lord Father. This is for them, Lord Father. We know, Lord Father, through the blood of Jesus, Lord God, who changes all things, Lord God. We need to stop this saying Jesus and do like Jesus, because you said, put that mind in Christ Jesus in me. Put it in us, Lord Father, as you continue to move, Lord Father. Fill us with your spirit, all of you, none of ourselves, as we develop, Lord Father, an amazing blessing that you already received, that you already have predestined for us, Lord God. We just thank you for this time, Lord God. We thank you for the covering of the blood, Lord Father, changing all people, Lord Father. And as your spirit get in them, Lord Father, we just pray that more and more people, Lord Father, start listening and learning, Lord Father, and start open up the word of God so they can bring their families and everybody, Lord Father, to new dimension of your love. We just thank you, Lord Father, as this will touch, Lord Father. We know, Lord Father, as we pray for all those out there, Lord Father, the lost, the brokenhearted, the people who don't have the right mind or lost their focus, Lord Father. We just thank you, Lord God, for you making a way for all of them, Lord Father, making a way out of no way, Lord God. We know, Lord Father, your love is sufficient for us, Lord God, that you can sustain everything in our life to make us to do the right thing, that from your spirit directing us into victory. We thank you, Lord Father. We love you. And as this word touches everyone, Lord Father, I hope it comes to them, Lord Father, and make them one whole and come into the one love mission that you already predestined for us all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
About 5 minutes. So, like I said, I thank you for the prayers, and I thank you for the ministry that you have, and I wish you many blessings with it. And if there's anything I can do to help your ministry along, if it's in my power, I will do it.
Well, that's true. I appreciate it. You know, if someone like to send donations or whatever to be able to, because this ministry is trying to help with Kingdom shelters and go around the shelters, trying to develop in them so everybody can live the word, huh?
Okay. So where would they send their donation?
Huh?
Where would they send the donation?
Oh, they would send the donation if they want to send donations to 460 Racing Drive, apartment 308A. They can send it there of that of Wilmington, North Carolina, 28403. They can send them there, you know, just to get things started for a lot of people out there who lost the focus in their life, that, you know, it's a lot of people lost their dreams and hope, you know, and what God has done for me, I like to do for other people because I've been there. Drugs, everything, I've been there, and God has delivered me instantly and everything. All we got to do is just change the software in our head and really, really be true to the word of God. If we really love God, we should be true to it and walk in his way, not our own. And this ministry will ask the people for that and give them that, and, you know, let them know how to go ahead and prepare in the word of God and teach them what things they need to do, you know. And the Kingdom Shelter is what God put on my heart, that people can bring in real food, not what they don't want, bring in stuff that, you know, that they want to help other people, because we all come together and that united, we can build many of things in our lives and for our kids that, who is lost, who is missed the wrong way. But they can come into these kind of shelters to be able to develop and be saved, you know, and get some life, and God can fill them and make them whole again. Because I've been through and battled all these things, but, you know, God Love Us Ministries, that God put on my heart to build Kingdom Shelters as well, can help a lot of people out there, you know, grown to young kids, you know, because a lot of people wander around that, and shelters is bad out there. And the developing and to send donation to me would be able to get that ball rolling, so people won't have to live like that. You know, it's rough, and people's in cars and everything. And this ministry
people are sleeping in cars. Around.
Yeah, people sleeping in cars. Yeah, all over the place, sleeping in cars and everything. And shelters is putting them out. You know, a lot of shelters are letting them go. Somebody ain't got their time is up and all that stuff. And, you know, if we come together as people, we can do that. You know, this is the ball rolling from me. You know, once you start here, we can get that thing ball rolling, because it helps a lot of people out, because I'll be heading up most of that, you know, because I'm experienced and been there. And I know what it is and how everything's out there called people. They don't understand
so
the development of God for.
I hate to interrupt you. I hate to be rude, but you're from the state of North Carolina, and there's homelessness there. There are people sleeping in cars there that you've seen?
Yeah. Right up by Walmart. There's a lot of people sleeping in cars and stuff. I walk past them, and I try to help them out myself, you know. And I talk to them, and they're like, yeah, man, they put me out. They got people sleeping in woods. I know exactly where they're at. They're in the woods, too. They're in the woods part. Yep.
They don't have
the woods
anywhere
and everything
to live.
They ain't got nowhere to live. Nope. They put them out. They ain't got nowhere to live. They ain't got nowhere to go. And, you know, and this ministry is trying to do that. And I know where they all at. I can go out and bring them all in. But people won't bring them in. They put them out. They're not giving them no, you know, nothing. So the Kingdom Shelter is just the word of God. People can eat, you know what I mean, get a haircut, clothes and everything. You know, I cut hair, so, you know, I'm establishing that and get all that in there and everything. And also be able to build some apartments and some foundation. God has put a lot, you know, that he's going to operate
seconds.
In.
10 seconds. The show's going
to
thank you, Jonathan Minister Moore, for coming on the show. Talk with Angela Butler. God bless you.
God bless you, too.